A brand new fishing vessel headed for Alaska to join the Kodiak fleet in 1972 never reached its destination, and its fate has been a mystery for more than 40 years. That is until it was discovered sitting on the seafloor under 9,000 feet of water in the Gulf of Mexico. The fishing vessel Katmai was found by a Schmidt Ocean Institute oil and gas survey ship in December. Having no record of a shipwreck in the area, 200 miles from Mobile, Alabama, a remotely operated submersible was sent down to investigate a strong sonar return. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, which occasionally runs across shipwrecks, alerted the U.S. Coast Guard, according to Lieutenant Commander Teresa Hatfield in New Orleans.
We did some digging and come to find out that the vessel had been built over here in Mobile. This was the maiden voyage. The owners had come to Mobile, and it was the owner, his wife, their 8-year-old daughter, and a deckhand, and they were taking the vessel from Mobile, heading down to the Panama Canal to come back to Kodiak, and they never made it, is the story. So there was a search done at the time. They never found it, and this is the first anybody had seen of it since that time, 1972.
The owner was Oscar Yost. The Coast Guard did not have the name of his wife or daughter. The deckhand was Clinton Holfoot. Hatfield says she checked historic weather records from the time to see if it offers any clues to the Katmai sinking.
We were able to go back and look at some of that, and there was no indication that there was any foul weather, and the vessel looks like it's in great shape. There's no, all of the gear is intact. It's sitting, it looks like it just sank very gently down and is sitting on the bottom in almost 9,000 feet of water. I actually was by myself here in the office the day that I got the pictures, and it was very, very eerie to look at.
In the photographs, the Katmai can be seen sitting upright on the bottom, and it's not possible to determine if there was any damage to the hull.
I wish that we could get more answers along those lines, and I don't think we'll ever really know what happened. You know, if we had seen some indication, you know, some broken gear, we could, you know, start to speculate along those lines, but it's very, very hard to say. You know, we can't see the bottom. It's in sand up to about the rub rail, so we can't see the actual bottom. You can see the stern fairly well, and, you know, the stern looks intact. You know, it's just impossible for us to say. I wish we had more answers, but at least we know where the vessel is now.
Hatfield doubts any further effort will be made to determine the condition of the Katmai or to salvage it.